10 Volt News, The Global Link.
The Poultry Association of Zambia concerned of allegations of embalmed meat products. Government commends Radio Christian Voice for promoting excellence through RSCV Music Awards. And 100 abducted school children released in Nigeria. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, Amenja Okasabo. The Poultry Association of Zambia has expressed concern with reports that some butcheries are resorting to embalming their meat products, including chicken, as a preservation method amid the ongoing load shedding crisis. Association President Dominic Chanda says the chemicals used for embalming are not fit for human consumption and can lead to severe illness or death. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Chanda urged butchery owners to desist from such dangerous practices, describing them as a serious health hazard and a violation of the law. Resorting to embalming chicken at the expense of human life is inhumane, and perpetrators must desist from such vices by investing in alternative energy sources to power their refrigerators, said Mr. Chanda. He further called on the Lusaka City Council LCC to move swiftly and conduct random inspections in butcheries, warning that more businesses may be engaging in similar harmful practices. Mr. Chanda also expressed concern over how load shedding has negatively impacted businesses, forcing some to adopt unsafe methods in an attempt to make ends meet. He has since urged the government to urgently address the energy crisis, emphasizing that many businesses rely on electricity for their operations.
That's the issue of actually investing in alternative sources of energy. They have to buy the gensets, definitely to pump their fridges in the state that you should be able to store the products in a consumable way for a longer period of time. That's the only alternative, because you can't rely on the grid, because we might be able to have this situation up to next year. And that's a long time for people to wait until things normalizes. So in the meantime, I think it's an issue of actually looking for resources. There are a lot of monies, I think, that are being floated around using the CDF. People should apply.
The Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board Chief Executive Officer John Mackay has expressed concern over the slow pace of loan repayments, noting that the response from beneficiaries has not met expectations. Dr. Mackay says a sluggish repayment trend may be linked to poor income levels among graduates and the high levels of personal indebtedness currently affecting many individuals. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Mackay said many people are struggling financially and a number of them are already indebted. Dr. Mackay emphasized the need for more companies to step in and offer refinancing options for individuals struggling to meet their repayment obligations. Creating such financial pathways would help ease the burden on beneficiaries and encourage a more consistent repayment culture, said Dr. Mackay. He further noted that there is a growing interest in introducing opportunities that would allow loan beneficiaries to reduce their repayment rate, making installments more manageable. Dr. Mackay has also called for stronger involvement of key players throughout the loan processes, including parents, to be fully engaged from the point of student registration, ensuring a clearer understanding of repayment responsibilities before university admission.
Yeah, it's going on. As you may know, the problem that we have in Zambia, people's net disposable incomes are not so great. That's where the problem is, because people are highly indebted, even when there's an opportunity. But it's still going on. Up to 1st December. This point is not as they expected. We needed more companies to refinance for individuals, but it has really been very slow, not to expectation. But anyway, there should always be something happening.
Government has commended Radio Christian Voice for its continued contribution to promoting Christian excellence in the music industry through the RSCV Music Awards. Ministry of Youth, Sports and Arts Permanent Secretary for Arts Fumba Chama says the RSCVMAs continue to showcase the incredible talent, creativity and spiritual depth within Zambia's gospel industry. Speaking during his keynote address at the awards ceremony over the weekend, Mr. Chama said the event, now in its second edition, is not only a moment of recognition but also a testament to the vibrant artistic spirit that exists in the country. Radio Christian Voice must be commended for its dedication to promoting excellence in local gospel music, for creating an environment where artists can be inspired, empowered and celebrated, said Mr. Chama. He noted that this year's theme, Set Apart, Marked for Purpose, aligns with the ministry's commitment to promoting policies that develop and empower the arts sector, adding that government believes in the uniqueness, excellence and purpose that every artist carries. Mr. Chama further emphasized that government remains committed to supporting initiatives such as the RCV Music Awards because they complement national efforts to promote professionalism, excellence and inclusivity in the arts industry. He said collaborations between the public and private sectors are key to creating an enabling environment where Zambian artists can thrive locally, regionally and globally. The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation through the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company has announced the introduction of the scheduled pit latrine emptying program set for rollout in 2026 in the communities of George, Chawama and Kanyama. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Collins Nzovu says the initial phase will target 5,000 lined pit latrines constructed under the Lusaka Sanitation Program, ensuring predictable and routine service instead of waiting for pits to overflow. Mr. Nzovu stated that the program marks a significant milestone in enhancing fecal sludge management in high-density settlements and underscores government's commitment to delivering safe, affordable and sustainable sanitation services to all citizens. A key feature of this initiative is the introduction of flexible, installment-based payment arrangements to make the service more accessible to all households, and subscription to the program will be 70 kwacha per month, allowing families to contribute gradually and avoid the financial burden associated with emergency emptying services, said Mr. Nzovu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Prince Chiuni. He emphasized that scheduled pit emptying will play a critical role in preventing environmental contamination, reducing disease outbreaks and ensuring that household sanitation facilities remain safe, functional and dignified. We now join Chela Siluambo with the latest on the money markets.
It is a good afternoon to our listeners in Nombo on radio station and a Monday update for you on the business side. You went to work to make money straight on a currency market where 1.33 is the pound, 1.16 euro. And I'm looking at South African rand, 16.97, 7.06, that is Chinese one. Stack there, 90.11 a week Indian rupee. According to India, you have dollars, you're going to have more Indian rupee there. And of course, usually trades on 88, right? So 90.11. And usual South African rand, giving you very strong 16.97. Yeah, it is a zero in on that where the kwacha is concerned. Kwacha, it's stable. I wouldn't say losing value. No. 23, that's where all the banks are buying and selling on different levels. Others is 23.35, others 23.4. But I'll have to believe it's going to stick there and probably improve before the end of the course. TB's application this coming week, almost 2.5 billion kwacha being moved off the market. In terms of 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and a complete year investment, a short-term investment, you lending the government. If you're driving, it's a 63.32, that is a Brent crude for international market, 59.65. Jet fuel is just, if you're flying, right, and on the metal side, the copper price, say just $11,670 a ton, and nickel on $14,930 a ton, 4208.82, that is gold. And of course, as the mines moved in lower Zambezi to get rid of illegal miners, it's tempting. Yeah? Gold 4208.82 an ounce. That's super. 444, that is a corn for international market, 537.995. That is wheat, 1097.0. That is soybeans and 5697. Chocolate, international market pay time. I've seen the stock market 4795, 4.9 at Dow Jones, quoting Bloomberg and FTSE 100 and 9668.41. Very on in Lusaka Stock Exchange. Interesting. Learn to save on, learn to make money on Lusaka. I've seen CEC shares, interesting, trading on Chilanga Cement. And there is an issue. Cement, so much on demand. So if I'm going to buy anything in terms of shares, probably looking over Chilanga Cement because of the damn road, right? Especially the dollar Lusaka dual carriage, we're taking a lot of cement on that. And to all of you, it's a strong kwacha, don't panic. 2340, there's a panic. It's to do with the Christmas shopping, Christmas coming in terms of goods. Enjoy the entire day. It is bye-bye.
Thank you, Chila, for that update.